It's easy to ban people. And the pre-show, the audio pre-show, I'm going to stick at the end of this show because it went on a little too long. And I know people don't like to listen to the stupid ramble at the beginning. So there you go. You're welcome. You're welcome, Fakeologist show people. Hello, everybody. It's Monday, December 22nd, 2025. It's the Fakeologist show with Fake Nukes Phil. And that's why we're hearing his favorite song. Yeah, it's a beautiful world.
That's right.
What do you think?
Oh yeah, this is the new wave. Man, I used to swing my, you know, that new wave dance that they had back in the 80s. I used to do that. Where you like run in place and you run in place and you don't really run.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it looks like Tim Osman was able to pair his YouTube channel and his D Live channel, even though he's not actually here. So thank you. Thank you, Phil, or Tim. So yeah, Tim Osmond's not here. He's trying to get here. He said he was off, and that therefore I decided to invite Fake Nukes Phil to fill his place, because of course Fake Nukes Phil has prodigious output as well. And I thought, well, this is probably gonna be the last show of the year. What day is it today? Well, Lynn will probably be tomorrow. And then that's it for the year, I think. I think I'll take next week off, unless something happens. So Phil has graciously come by, and Tim has brought his audience, but not himself. So that's okay. So Phil, if anyone wants to know, Fake Nukes Phil, just introduce yourself to the Tim Osman IPS audience, if you don't mind, and tell us...
Well, yeah, I'm Fake Nukes Phil, and as the name implies, I believe nukes are fake. I believe the Cold War was fake. I believe the allies of World War II help each other perpetrate worldwide hoaxes, and that's why they faked the moon landing. That's why they faked COVID, and all these international hoaxes are possible because the communists won World War II. It was the Chinese communists and the Soviet Union, and America helped both the communists win in both theaters, and so America has been a secret communist country of all along, and so the whole world is communist, and so that's why they perpetrate these international hoaxes.
Where do you think the communists are based?
Yeah, because, you know, and then the word communist, it means a whole bunch of different things to different people. And I know they've been lying to us about what communism is. So we go back to Karl Marx, and we go back to, I believe the end goal of communism is to destroy Western Europe. That is the only.
But who would be interested in keeping Europe in disarray, I wonder? And my mind is always evolving, but I have a theory, and it's not my theory. It's a theory that I'm starting to gather over just 10, 13 years of research, and No Agenda Show has kind of given a theory that I actually am starting to align myself with, but let's hear yours.
Yeah, I think Karl Marx, they started it all to destroy Western civilization and to replace it with a third world type of a honeypot or a melting pot that is easily controllable, and where they want people to be at a certain IQ, and where they're good obedient slaves, but they don't ask too many questions, and so they got to get rid of. During the Bolshevik Revolution, the Soviets were famous for murdering the intelligentsia. They would go into like Poland or some other place, and they would murder the top 10% of the intellectuals, and the other 90% of the population could be controlled through propaganda and other means. And so that's what the communists always do, is they always get rid of the top 10% of the intellectuals, and they get us all down to a medium type of intellect. And I can see that's what's happening in our universities, and they're not teaching our kids how to think. They're teaching our kids how to recite, how to memorize things. And they're not teaching them critical thinking. Yeah. And so,
I just wanted to, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
you know, I know I interrupted everyone. Well, you know what? Phil doesn't mind. So I do. I just like to sometimes break in when I, before I lose my thought. Cause when you get my,
well, Boris Negrosa says that communism is public ownership of means of production. Well, yeah. Yes, that's what my that's what my college taught me also, but that, communism is different than that.
But I think most of it, and still today, emanates out of the British Empire. I think the one world order was the one British world order, and they have not let go of it. I think they're the ones that put the Bolsheviks in place, because the main thing they didn't want is the European continent to get together and disrupt the British Empire. And that makes way more sense to me than any other Jesuit Jewish conspiracy, because who does run the world? I mean, mm-hmm. We do not worship a rabbi in Canada. In every school, every government building is the king. It's mm-hmm. not, it's, you know, it couldn't be more obvious. So to me, these are the guys, they helped invent, or they may not have invented the concept, but they are the ones that put the communists in place. They're the ones that dragged the knuckle dragging United States into the war to beat up their German cousins and make sure the Germans didn't get together with the Russians, because if that ever happened, then they'd have a huge problem controlling Europe, controlling the world. So mm-hmm. I think that makes way more sense. It's the British that wanted the Germans to cream the Russians and the Russians to cream the Germans. They put them at odds, I think. And they made sure that Russia never became powerful by putting that communist government in place. I think they're the ones that put it in. That way, to me, that makes more sense. So, yeah. You want to call it the Jewish Empire? I don't think so. Most of Britain,
and yeah,
France, they're not Jewish. Sorry.
It's hard to say who's. I tend to think the richest bankers are Jewish,
But who put them there?
Well, oh yeah, the people who control the banks, and so
the people that own everything, the landowners, the British lords are not Jewish. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of the Jews get a lot of help, and we are the Freemasons. They definitely are getting a lot of help. Managers. And so it's hard to put your finger on it. And believe that the race
is possible, that the PSYOP creators created the Jewish PSYOP to get people all around the world to believe in hating the Jews, because it's really easy for Christians and Muslims to hate the Jews because that's just the way it works. So if you were running everything, you would put the group that was most easily vilified, and you tell that group, hey, if you want our protection, you better do what we say. Like, to me, that makes far more sense. So I call it the Jewish PSYOP. It's mm-hmm. just another PSYOP to keep everyone at odds and to keep the Jews, who are a very tiny minority, in positions of power. They take all the flack, but they're not the ones running everything. But mm-hmm. for everyone believes it. And that is just the power of the PSYOP, I think. Now, I'll never get very much agreement there, but.
Me personally, I agree with Israel Cohen's definition of communism. And he made that statement back in 1912. He said that the way that we would conquer America is that we would promote the black people in fields of sports and entertainment. And that would lead to the intermixing of the blacks and the whites. And that will deliver America to our communist cause. And so according to Israel Cohen, his definition of communism was to mix America with the blacks, and then that would deliver America into the communist cause. And I know a lot of people disagree with that statement from Israel Cohen. Some people say that he never said that, but there are also many people that say that he did say that. And so it's one of those quotes in history that, you know, we never get to the bottom of. Was it really said? I believe he wrote it in a newspaper, and that it was quickly rescinded or something. And but anyway, that quote from Israel Cohen is still floating around, and it appears to be exactly what they're doing. And because I can totally see how they're promoting the blacks to intermix with the whites, and that's what the South fought against. Remember, the South The South wasn't fighting for slavery. They were fighting because they didn't want to babysit these blacks. And that's why they enacted these Jim Crow laws. And that's why they built separate drinking fountains and separate bathrooms, is because they didn't want to babysit the blacks. That's what. And so it, and the Yankees, they wanted the South, the Confederates, to intermix with the blacks. And that's slowly but surely, after 100 years, they've been cramming it down into the throat of the South. And now it's in full swing. And and JFK wrote that book about the Nation of Immigrants, where he said that America needs to start taking more immigrants from Latin America. And sure enough, during his presidency, he had that fake Cuban Missile Crisis. And as a result of that, Florida became, you know, a colony of Cuba. And now we get all these politicians from Florida that are all Cuban, like Rubio and Ted Cruz, or
Don't you think they wanted them here?
Yes, BC, and that's it. Because they played into us saying that we are so much better than Castro. We Americans are so much better than Castro. Let's bring all these Cubans into Florida, and that'll really teach Castro a lesson. Meanwhile, Castro was just smiling, saying, "That's exactly what I want you to do." And so all these Cubans went into Florida, and then we thought we were teaching the communists a lesson, but it's like, no, I think
maybe Americans might have thought that, but they're not the ones that run the show, as far as I'm concerned. I really
most Americans were agreeable with it, is because we thought that we were really sticking it to the communists by bringing in, we called it the wet foot, dry foot. As long as they could reach the shores of Florida by boat, they would automatically get refugee status. And, you know, the wet foot, dry foot has never been taken off the books. It's still law of the land. And so, therefore, there is no such thing as an illegal alien, because the wet foot, dry foot is still legal. And as long as you just reach our shores, you can claim refugee status.
All right, hold on a sec. Tim Osmond isn't here for the audience, if you are joining late. But I'm trying to get him through Discord or any which way he wants to connect. But he did connect his audience, so we're grateful of the audience. But in the meantime, you guys on the Tim Osmond Show are going to be treated to Fake Nukes Phil. And I want to get going through his videos. That is why he is here, because he produces just as many videos, if not more, than anyone else I know. So, Phil, I want to get through all this stuff. So we're going to go quickly.
I've been spending a bit of time on this Bondi shooting, and it's
good.
It seems fake. Very
it's fake or real.
First day.
Let's make it clear to the audience that's
art. It's fake.
Okay.
It's fake. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Oh, I like it. Let's just take a look here.
And this is Jake TV.
False flag? Of course not. That would be crazy. Jessica, take it away.
Thanks, John. The shooting took place at a Hanukkah celebration.
Oh, wait, is this one of these AI videos?
Yeah, this is Jake. Yeah, this is Jake TV. This is AI. Yeah.
Oh, who's Jake TV?
Is it Jake? Oh, you never heard of him? Yeah, he does.
It's not Jake the asshole. It's someone.
No, it's not Jake the asshole. It's they're on YouTube.
Okay.
Leaving 15 people dead. However, there was one lucky chosen person who survived not only October 7th, but also a bullet grazing his head.
I survived October 7th. I lived in Israel the last 13 years. We came here only 2 weeks ago to work in the Jewish community, to fight anti-Semitism, to fight this bloodthirsty, ravaging hatred.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Wow, who bandages a wound without cleaning it?
Nobody, but it's better theatrics that way. After all, he is the
chosen pretty
victim.
Funny.
Guys, we're here inside the hospital where the chosen victim has just been brought in for treatment. A bullet to the head is serious and they must act fast. Let's go live to the doctor.
Yeah, so the chosen victim is fine. Turns out it's just stage blood, corn syrup. You guys actually fell for that? Ridiculous.
Please don't.
Too late. We already saw the picture. This guy's the president of the Australian Jewish Council and moved there 2 weeks ago.
Not buying it.
Thanks, Ching Chong. I'm pretty sure
Ching Chong.
Right. Perfect way to take their guns, too.
To be honest, I'm like 90% sure he was in the IDF.
Every single time.
Your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire. It rewards Hamas terrorism. It emboldens those who menace Australian Jews and encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. Anti-Semitism is a cancer.
Thanks, Satan. Blame the sand people. Am I right?
Exactly. Let's all just forget about the fake weapons of mass destruction and genocide you've committed.
This is the punishment that God gave us. We killed the Jews. We got, instead of the Jews that were very good for us, we got these Muslim refugees from all over the world who are destroying us, and the Christians cannot even celebrate Christmas now.
Holy victim.
I don't really trust people who only talk about what happened to them.
But never what they did to anyone else.
Right?
That's called accountability.
And somehow they're just incapable. Seriously, let's start with the 60 million Christians in Russia they slaughtered.
Don't get me started about the Rothschilds in 9/11.
Let's see what our investigation team thinks.
All right.
Good point, yeah, guys. So official
story. Go back to mainstream and stuff.
Which makes you think.
Okay, that's
funny. But they do call out the fake, the arson Ostrovsky, which is clearly a crisis actor. And I mean, it's like a real easy crisis actor to.
So Shoot Me Spam says Jake TV is working for the same paymasters.
Yeah. So are they, you know, just, you can tell that he was gatekeeping right there towards the end. He started going to the mainstream narrative and, you know, and he was talking about Netanyahu saying that Palestinian state is the, is rewarding Hamas or whatever. And that's the mainstream. I've come to believe that the war in Gaza is fake, and it's always been fake. And I know they show us a lot of images of blown up buildings, but blown up buildings doesn't prove anything. It doesn't mean that anybody was in those buildings. And they do use buildings as stage props. And if you look closely at those buildings in Gaza, they're a lot of, you know, just cinder block stage props. It's almost, they almost look like, where firefighters go to train, you know, that's like a training facility. And I believe they can manipulate the video to make the destruction look more vast than it really is. You know, they could destroy mm-hmm. a block and they can make it look like four blocks of destruction out of just,
yeah, no
out
doubt.
Of just one block. And so, but yeah, as you see, nobody's allowed into Gaza. No independent journalists are allowed into Gaza, and they never have been, which is a big red flag, which means it's a movie set. And that's why no...
Lynn says the Iranians are claiming the Bondi massacre was real. What Iranians?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Iranians, yeah. TV?
Is that the mullah of Iran, or is that the... Or is that
the mullah? The mullah.
Or is that one of the Iranian newspapers that's claiming that? But
yeah, I think Iranian Press TV is based in, drumroll, Britain, England, mm-hmm. I think. So guess what? They control their own opposition. Okay, let's look at this. What do we got with the Chernobyl thing? So you're going back to your roots, the Chernobyl.
Yeah, because they released. Somebody released a video. You can fast
forward. And I like your background, by the way.
Yeah, that's the Nagasaki mushroom cloud. You notice it's separated into two parts. You got the dark part and the white part on top. And so that was poor Photoshop back in the day, 1945. But you can fast forward it like a minute or so. And what I do, they released this footage from the Chernobyl blast.
This is new.
This is on Instagram, but. And I was noticing that everybody in the comment section was immediately calling it out as AI. And so this is supposed to be a CCTV of the Chernobyl blast back in 1986. And but nobody's falling for it because if this was real footage, we would have seen it, you know, a long time ago. It wouldn't just be coming out right now. And so that's why there's limitations on AI. They can't go back and they can't fabricate photos of events that happened a long time ago because the first question we'd say is how come you didn't release this video years ago? How come we're...
Oh, because they just found it with the latest Beatles tape.
Yeah, see, if they come with that saying, oh, we just found it, well, then say, oh, how convenient that you just found it here in the age of AI. You just happened to just find it. And so nobody's going to fall for it. What I can see is the most people will not fall for it because, you know, Instagram's kind of like mainstream stuff. And most people there will not fall for it if they pull that. And so that's refreshing. But again, so I stake my claim on the photographs that don't exist, because I've learned that we can't trust eyewitness testimony. And so we need to always look, and basically our history is written by eyewitness testimony. And so that's why our history is so corrupted. And if we can't have photos that support the eyewitness testimony, then we got to redo the whole thing. We got to relook at the whole thing. And this applies in many historical events. We can apply it to the USS Maine and Havana Harbor in 1898. We've got no photographs of the dead sailors because there were no dead sailors, because the Navy blew up an empty battleship and they blamed it on Spain to start a war. And they did the same thing at Pearl Harbor, which was like 43 years later. They blew up some empty battleships in Pearl Harbor. They blamed it on the Japanese and it started a war. Pearl Harbor was a carbon copy of what they did at Havana Harbor 43 years earlier. And so once we understand that, then the whole World War II takes on a different light, because that means that America is the one who declared war first, and the Axis powers were forced to declare war after America did. And so people say, well, the Japanese would have screamed at the top of their lungs that they were nowhere near Hawaii. Well, they did. The Japanese were screaming at the top of their lungs. We had a media blackout from Japan. We heard nothing from the Japanese news media. But we did have family members over here that spoke to their family back in Japan. And so what America had to do is put those people in internment camps. That's why we put all those Japanese people in internment camps, because we had to keep them from telling the American public what was really going on. Because we couldn't stop the word of mouth. We could block the media, but we couldn't stop the word of mouth. And that's exactly why Germans were put in concentration camps, internment camps also, because they spoke German and they knew family members back in Germany, and they knew exactly what was going on in Europe. And so, but we couldn't allow the American public to know what was going on in Europe. So that's why I think there was about 40 or 50,000 Germans that were put in internment camps also. And along with the Japanese. And this was to stop the word of mouth from getting around.
Okay. Well,
Lynn is saying the simultaneous invasion of she's talking about U.S. military bases in Philippines, Guam. And so obviously the U.S. bases in Philippines and Guam were coordinating with the base in Pearl Harbor to also claim.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
that.
So just because the Philippines and Guam claim to be attacked the same day, that's just an extension of the drill that was happening in Pearl Harbor. That's easily. Yeah.
It's a coordinated psyop.
Yeah, that's easily easily explainable. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Charlie Kirk. You got a quick one right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is all on Fake Nukes Phil BitChute channel. Fake Nukes Phil. Go to his BitChute channel. He's got 2495 subscribers. Help get his numbers up. Help get his comments numbers up. What do we got here? Are you kidding me?
This is a recreation of the tent where Charlie Kirk lost his life at Utah University in September, and people are taking selfies with it. You can
see. That was a short little clip, but they're saying that people are taking.
What do you say about vaccines?
They did a recreation of the assassination tent, and people are going there taking selfies with it.
Oh, I thought it said vaccines in there.
No,
somewhere.
It was the.
And you can see from behind me.
Yeah, you can read the caption.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Attendees are now posing for the photos and selfies inside the tent where he was executed. Oh, okay. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's a wow. That's funny.
It's a recreation of the tent where Charlie Kirk lost his life at Utah University.
That's fun. Oh, it says Charlie Kirk's widow endorses. Oh, Vance. I thought it said vaccines.
Yeah.
Oh, are we already campaigning for Vance?
Yes. Yeah, the 2028 campaign is on. Yeah, Gavin Newsom is about ready to throw his hat in the race, and
he won't get anywhere. Okay. Or maybe he will, but okay, that's interesting. Yeah. It's hard to believe we have to talk about that in 2025?
Yeah. Yeah, they're already starting to talk. Well, it's going to be 2026 here pretty soon, and they're already starting to talk about the next presidential election. So We're always in a constant state of elections here in the States. We're always pushing for the next.
We're always ready. We're always working on the next election. Never mind what's happening now.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. But, okay, let's go to.
And then there's a rubber baby. There's a.
You want to do a rubber baby video? What's the Phil show without a rubber baby? So let's do this.
Oh yeah. Well yeah, the CPR one is yeah. This one, this rubber baby loses his shoes, and they and the camera pans down and looks at the shoes, and of course we know the shoe code. And
we is this a new video? Yes,
or you all these? Yeah, none of these are redos. They supply me these on a weekly basis. These are all new videos, and
this goes only to Instagram or anywhere else.
I get it. There also goes to TikTok. Usually, when it goes to TikTok, it gets recycled into Instagram, and so it pans into the shoes right there.
This is TikTok and Instagram are for young people.
All the young people are getting their information from social media. And in fact, that's what Hillary Clinton was saying last month. She was giving a half truth. And I agree with Hillary is that all it's a big problem that young people are getting all their information from social media. But I disagree with her solution. And so, you know, she's famous for giving half truths. And anyway,
so there's the rubber baby. Let's jump right into the next one. Fake terror in Taiwan.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Happened a couple days ago. Yeah, you see, that's a knife.
This is why we got to check in with Fake Nukes Phil every week.
Yeah, that's
because this story never even made it to the major.
I think he killed four people with that knife, and then Chang Wen. And of course we have somebody filming him, and the guy filming is not afraid of getting stabbed himself. Yeah. So now the
president wants security reforms. What does that mean? More cameras, more digital ID, more.
So we're going to see a victim on the ground with some fake blood here. And it looks very reminiscent of like the Boston bombing fake blood. And yeah, here it is. There's a victim on the ground with some fake blood. And
so, lest we think that. So are we, do you think the Chinese,
the Taiwanese
are really, well, I know that, but do you think the Taiwanese are really at war with the Chinese that they really want to invade? Or is this all one?
Yeah, it's a one world government.
Doing this. Yeah, everyone's doing the same thing. Everyone's playing the same games. The same moulage, the same fake terror. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And so this is I guess it probably dates from before World War II, but World War II was like the defining line. It was the final resistance. And after World War II, it's just been complete. Total communist control worldwide. For instance, I've got a lot of questions about the Hindenburg disaster. I know that Germany was working with the Americans to fake that one. And so that raises a big question. It's like, why? Because Adolf Hitler had to have known that all the information the Americans were supplying was very suspicious because as the Hindenburg was coming in, to land in New Jersey, it was going very slowly. And we had seven cameras that were trained on it. And all seven cameras had a malfunction at the exact moment of ignition. And so that is like very...
The ever failing cameras.
Never working. And so that's why we don't know where the exact ignition point happened is because all seven cameras had a malfunction at the same time. And so obviously the Germans would have said, hey, how come you Americans, all of your cameras failed at the same time? But the Germans never asked that question. And so it's like, what's going on here? They blamed it on some guy named Joseph Spa, who was checking on his dog in the back. He was stowaway-ing his dog in the back of the blimp. And so he would go back there and feed his dog. and he wasn't supposed to have his dog. And so somehow he must have created a spark, and that would cause the disaster. It's like the Germans would not have done that. They would have said how they would have immediately. And we should have photos of the dead bodies inside the wreck of the. There were no photographs taken of the 30 people that were burned alive inside the wreck. We should have detailed photos of where those people were. And, you know, because that would give a good forensic of how the disaster unfolded, is to know where the people actually died, you know. But we have no photos of the corpses that were trapped inside the Hindenburg. And so that means that no investigation was done. There was no forensic investigation done of the Hindenburg. And, you know, it's like, well, what do you mean there's no forensic investigation? It was like the biggest disaster of the day. And we would have taken photographs of everything. And amazing. So, and this is why I always say, when they don't give us the photos, that means something's up. And now maybe somebody might come back with an AI photo saying, oh, look, oh, we had the photos all along. It's just we never showed you because they were too graphic and gruesome. It's like, yeah, but it's been almost 100 years now. I mean, it's like everybody's dead that's involved in that event. If you have the photos, it's time to show them now. Otherwise, we are beginning to think that you never took them in the first place, which is very suspicious. And and so they don't. It's just like at Sandy Hook, where they never released.
Hold on, let me break it up because you're hard to get in.
It's okay.
I want to go to your next video. Okay. I want to get to your next video. Let's do this latest thing from Bondi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is where do a commentary on it. The actual video itself, I posted a couple videos earlier. This is where you can fast forward it. Yeah. See right here. What's happening is people are casually walking in the beach. This woman here has blood on her jeans, on her skinny mm-hmm. jeans. See that? It looks very similar to the Manchester bombing.
Looks like she sat on a tomato.
Yes. And so this guy's on his cell phone, and other beachgoers are just concerned. This guy's got his beach towel and is going to the beach. And so
So what are do you think the fake terror event was filmed in advance? And this is a this video was up the day of.
Somebody said they filmed it a day earlier.
Right, and so this may be a video of the next day, but nobody's concerned because nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this guy's here is on his phone, and he's not concerned about a shooter. There are people injured around him, but he's not concerned about it because he can tell that it's fake. He can tell these people are not. Here's our friend Arson. He's holding the towel to his head, but you know, pretending like he's actively bleeding, but we know he's not actively bleeding. And
we got people going
for a swim. Yeah, those two guys are not.
This may have been two streams of videos that are sort of overlaid together to. Doesn't make sense, or
it could be.
We don't know.
They could be. Yeah, they could be layering some videos together. But it looks, you know, what it looks mostly like. It looks mostly like actors walking around during doing a drill. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy with go to the guy with the hospital bed. There's on the third row there, towards the right. Yeah, that guy right there. So here's the
who's
this is a hero. No, see the two band-aids on his shoulder?
I got bigger.
Ahmed, how are you?
I got bigger band-aids on my finger from cutting myself.
Now remember, he was shot twice in the shoulder. And so.
Hold on. He was the hero that tackled the guy? He was the hero
that tackled, that wrestled the gun away from the terrorist.
I didn't know he got shot. When did he get shot?
He ended up getting shot twice in the shoulder. And so those two.
By that gun? The gun was pointed the other way.
I guess it was by the other shooter. And so.
There was another shooter, the father and son.
Yeah. And so those two band-aids on his shoulder are, you know, they were high powered rifles. And so those two band-aids on his shoulder are where he was shot.
And forget, put everything back behind the back and keep going to save life.
Is this a Muslim guy? Sounds like an Israeli.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell the difference now. I mean, a lot of these Muslims are Israelis. And so anyway, this is a hoax, man. There's no way he took two bullets to the shoulder right there.
No.
And
now what did he get? What is this check? Did he win the publisher's clearance house prize?
Yeah, this is GoFundMe. It's a $2.5
million. Wow, that's a good payday. Yeah. So people ask, why do they go along with it? Well, there's 2.5 million reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, well, that's his down payment. He's going to get paid more than that. And everybody involved in this hoax are going to get a nice fat paycheck, you know, because they got to pay him or else they'll blow the whistle. But they get paid. A lot of them do it as a hobby because they just like lying. I think a lot of these people just enjoy lying, but they still get paid.
I think it's about money. I you can like lying, but to do it for a living, you know, you need to get paid.
Yeah.
So. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese visits Ahmed El Ahmed. Boy, their mother was not original when they named this guy Ahmed El Ahmed. That's like Phil Al Phil.
Exactly.
Come on. Aren't there any other names you could use?
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah. So anyway,
what else?
I see on social media that most people are in agreement that this event was fake. And I find that interesting, but
why do they allow that to go through?
But those are the same people that also say that October 7th was fake. And I also agree, yes, that October 7th was fake. But where I separate from them, but go to that one to the left where that guy's put his thumbs in the baby. See that oh, here's the rubber baby for the week. See,
oh. That would kill it.
He's giving CPR to a rubber baby. And so if you can't tell that's a rubber baby, well, then I've got a bridge to tell you. And
even if it is a rubber baby, this is sort of like child gore porn. It's gross.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
If anyone enjoys watching that, you're sick.
Yeah. And that's what it's been over there is child gore porn. Yeah. And they put the bloody babies up there and
these people are sick.
Yeah. And
absolutely sick in the head. Let's go to, we'll get some 9/11 stuff.
Yeah. This, I hadn't seen this before. This was interesting. Yeah. Play this.
Where'd you find this?
This was on Instagram. This is one from Fox News that they aired, I think the day of, or maybe the day after. It could be the day of 9/11.
It was, I think you're asking about Bellevue. I think
yeah,
we talked
it's
about
like
that.
why was Bellevue
isn't that a mental
I
hospital?
Know why was Bellevue treating victims that day? And that is
law enforcement sources tell us, not confirmed, but sources tell us.
Anytime you hear sources tell us and not get a name, that's
yes,
fake.
And he said not confirmed. Sources tell us not confirmed.
And that's what they say to this day. Yes. Unconfirmed sources. Sources close to. That is as in the old days of journalism, if there ever was a real day of journalism, you could never report unless you had two named confirmed sources.
Yes.
So this is just as Tim Osmond calls CSAY or hearsay. Yeah. It's total hearsay. Or in other words, BS.
Yeah, trust me, bro.
Trust me, bro, right.
Yeah, listen to what he says here.
And
that the body of a man believed to be one of the terrorists was found in the cockpit ruins. That is because we're told he was dressed not in pilot's clothes, was not in a uniform of a commercial pilot, but some other clothes, so it could be a body of one of the terrorists. Also, some chilling news, a body of a flight attendant, also, I'm told, has apparently been recovered. The flight attendant's hands were bound in the back by a wire. That would then, of course, seem to indicate that the hijackers bound by wire the flight attendants with their hands behind their backs, which could provide one reason why they were not able or did not put up a fight and were basically relegated to one part of the plane.
Oh, brother, give me a break.
Yeah. Law enforcement sources tell us. Not
law
confirmed.
Enforcement, unconfirmed sources.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The kind of total crap that they were telling us that day. I mean, but
I missed all that because I didn't watch the TV that day. I just had to listen to the radio. But yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they just and that they just say, oh, my bad. I mean, they just put that out there and then they go, my bad. You know, there's no my bad.
Yeah, Bellevue was the mental hospital for New York.
Yes. And Bellevue was treating all the victims from 9/11. And that is just very suspicious. That is very.
Hey, Miss Maskless, who I think is a sort of, or she just joined the Fakeologist blog.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying she got a login. That's it. She said, or she said, I tend to agree with you. They love to supply us with our heroes. My family watched the 90s remake of Miracle on 34th Street a few days ago, and I had to laugh because the Santa character was held at Bellevue while awaiting trial. That is funny.
Yeah.
So Bellevue is the mental hospital. So, yeah. What is a mental hospital going to be doing treating 81? There's your reverse Kai.
Yeah.
Firefighters. What are they going to be doing? Smoke inhalation or
yeah, that's the hope code.
Grief counseling or what?
Yeah, that's the hope code. It means there were no injuries. That's what it means. And yeah. And
now let's zoom over to here. Matilda. Matilda was the
She was the 10-year-old girl that died during the Bondi shooting, and this is the mother. And I just noticed that the mother, I think maybe her hamster died this week. And so she has no more tears left for Matilda. I mean,
what's the significance?
She does a little whiny face.
Can't explain how it happened. We heard some
the shots,
but we thought maybe it's just someone decided, just bad joke, like, you know, just
or fireworks or something.
Yeah, this is the reporter feeding the words. Yeah. That's called a handler, I suppose.
Yeah, so that's the mother who just lost her 10-year-old daughter, and I don't believe it. She doesn't seem too messed up. She doesn't seem too sad. And you know, there's no.
What is the movie? Till is saying, show the movie trailer of Atropia. What's Atropia?
I haven't heard of Atropia.
Yeah, you have to put more description there.
She was in shock.
She was in shock. She was telling me that she it's hard to breathe, and I was holding her, and I was like, calm down, please. I was trying to pull her out, but shooting would just not stop.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Well, they really got a doozy in Australia on their hands, don't they?
Yeah, and so they're not used to having shootings down there is what everybody's saying. They say, this is in America. We're not used to having shootings down here. Well, all the shootings in America are fake too. And so, you know, and that's why a lot of these shootings is for an international audience. It's not really for an American audience. It's for people in other countries to see just how messed up America is. And, I mean, it's true. We are messed up, but it's because we're faking all these shootings. And
under trauma-based mind control fake event.
And it's not to, take guns. Complex. They're not going to take the guns away because they've been talking about taking guns away since the JFK assassination. And that was, you know, 60 years ago. They always bring up the gun control after all of these shootings. And it's just the usual conversation, but nothing ever happens. And after Las Vegas, what did they do? They banned bump stocks. I mean, what the hell is a bump stock anyway? I mean, you know, it just makes no sense. And, you know, it's...
Let me look up Atropia. It says Phil will love it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Atropia. I haven't heard of it.
Atropia is a new movie, 2025. And we will put it over here into the Brave browser. We use the Brave browser for BitChute because it's full of ads. And without Brave, you are going to suffer. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Follows an aspiring actress on a United States military base that simulates an Iraq war zone. So this is new. Atropia, the story of a real fake place from the producers of Call Me By Your Name and Challengers.
Huh.
Ripe with social commentary that is more relevant than ever. Why is there a turtle with a army helmet on? Okay, we'll watch. Let's watch it together.
American, yes!
Al Akbar!
Wait, now what?
Control, confirm. What's up with the donkey bomb?
I don't know. I pressed it.
Donkey bomb. That's funny.
You have to get out
of
here. Welcome to Atropia, a 24/7 warfare simulation in a town populated with civilian role players.
This is. I think we've seen this before.
Well, this is a truth in movies.
Bless America.
Cool.
This is your last stop before heading out to Iraq. Take your place.
It's our job to make this place authentic. I take this seriously.
Look, I'm impressed by what you guys have created here. It really transports me back to my time in Iraq. But we can't have incidents like what happened today.
What was the deal?
Jesus! I didn't realize my fetish was interrogation.
Do you know what I've given up to be here?
My passions?
I love it.
My career?
Have you heard from casting about that tape that I sent?
They are willing to die for you. Don't you think they at least deserve to know why?
Hello?
What do you say to people when they ask what we're doing?
We're helping a group of teenagers to invade our homeland.
I like the moulage.
Yeah, in a gentler way.
I'm answering.
No, that's not going to work, unfortunately.
No.
Those boys, they're not ready. I am pressed. They don't even know why we're in Iraq in the first place. They didn't sign up for why.
Why has America invaded Entropia? Freedom. Freedom. But freedom from who?
Wait, there's sushi in Barstow? No, we fly it in from Vegas.
Unbelievable.
I'm dead.
Yeah, well, that's more close to the truth.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Thank you. Thank you. Put that in there? Sorry. Thank you, Till. Till, very good. Yeah. You're right. I like that. What do you
think? I
think
that's
Phil?
What the Middle East has been for the past 80 years. It's been this.
Yeah. So is this, what is the point of the movie then? Revelation of the method, foreshadowing?
Yes.
What do you say?
Yeah, it's kind of sort of like mockery. A revelation of the method. I believe that anytime so when I go out into public, like when the car dealership or go down to the mall, sometimes I see somebody from Middle Eastern descent. They're from Lebanon or they're from Jordan or they're from Iran. And these people will not talk about their war stories. And now, all of these people should have a war story because that region has been in a constant state of wars for 80 years now. Right. But nobody has a war story. They don't talk about their cousins that were slaughtered. They don't talk about their brother that was killed at this certain attack. They don't talk about their parents who were killed at this other attack. In fact, they're tight-lipped. When you meet people on your own, in your own experience, these people from this region are very tight-lipped and they don't talk about their experiences over there. And that doesn't make sense because everyone over there should have a war story and they don't have one. And it's all, and what they're doing is they're colonizing the West from this fake war. And that's why they don't talk about their experiences, because what they're doing is they're colonizing Western civilization. So they're using the Muslims as a battering ram to one of the battering rams to bring down Western civilization. And this fake war in the Middle East is a big part of that. And also Sudan is coming over to these states. And remember, there's been a fake war in Sudan and Somalia. We're accused of destabilizing Somalia, so we got to bring in all these refugees. All these people coming in, they're all from quote-unquote destabilized regions. But as this movie right here shows, Atropia, these regions are not destabilized. What they're doing is they're pretending to be destabilized so that they can colonize, bring down Western civilization. The war is against Western civilization, okay?
Oh, the leading character, Alia Shawcott, is from California, And her father is from Baghdad and her mother's Irish. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah, everybody's got dual citizenships, dual nationalities.
No, it's just an interesting mix. You don't get Baghdad and Ireland much, but that's pretty cool. Okay. Establish says truth in movies. I agree. Okay. Well, we only got 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And have we gone through most of your videos or we have anything else? I always like a good moon one.
Yeah, so I haven't seen this one before. This one shows the rock is there during the still image, but it's not there during the video pan. So when the video pans by, God, the rock is missing. And so I've never seen that one before. So it's a quick one. And so...
So many problems.
The Apollo 17. And of course, we haven't been back in 53 years, and that doesn't make sense because technology doesn't work that way. Once we achieve something, then it becomes commonplace. For instance, like when Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic, he was the first guy to do it in an airplane. Well, in less than a year, there were people doing it all the time, traveling the Atlantic in airplanes, you know. But yet when we went to the moon, well, we just stopped doing it. And people have gone through mental gymnastics to convince themselves why that makes sense. They talk about how Congress can't afford it. They talk about how there's nothing on the moon that's worthwhile for us to go there again. Oh, here comes a caller.
Okay, now we got a caller. And a caller, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, Fakeologist. It's Jay from Texas. Hey,
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey. Hey. I wanted to know, did you hear anything about the power outage in San Francisco?
I heard about it. Yeah.
What do you think about that? What do you think?
Well, it's probably a controled psyop, I bet.
But the whole city, or some of the city?
It was like a good almost three fourths of it, at least half of it.
Yeah, heard it on the morning news. I heard it was one third of the city or something.
Yeah, like what do you think? Like, I mean, because power outage that would do some major. But do you think that? I mean, because I kind of believe your theories about I think the government just can't control what will happen. You know what I mean? Like a power outage. Like imagine if there was like in all the major cities something like that. Even if it was just one fourth.
I think what they said on the news was that they had a fire at a transformer station, and
it's not even on Drudge. How big of a story was it?
That's what I'm saying. It didn't even pop up. That's what I'm saying. Like all these other things popped up, but like power outages are real, right?
Well, I've gone through a power outage in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they're real. Yeah,
but it didn't. I think it lasted two. I think the longest one lasted like 2 or 3 hours, but you know, it didn't last long enough for where my food spoiled in the refrigerator. And
no, but that's a pretty big. That's a pretty big power outage, right? For like a whole, like a half from 1/4 of the city.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. It was a big power outage, and I don't have any.
You're saying like the immigrants and everything, because that's what I was thinking, like, but not in the way you're thinking. Like they're using the immigrants so they could do stuff, because they said it was like one of the transformers caught fire, but they didn't even say how. And that was like the same thing during one of the Black Lives Matter protests. Somebody had shot at some transformers up in the northern area, and it's just weird. Like, I don't know if you've seen the footage with Bruce Willis in the 1990s. I talked to Lynn about it a lot. That's a very interesting thing right there. I don't know like how you, because I'm in South Texas, and I don't know how it is. I know some.
They said it was only out for, wait, what? It started at 109. There you go. There's some clues.
Oh, okay.
COVID-19. 109. Dude. Love it. Dude. With their numbers. Let's just take a look here.
You're in Canada, right? Like how is that COVID-19? How is that COVID-19? Because down here in Texas, they tried to, you know, do that, but people were just still going out. And but really,
Jay, that's from 5 years ago. You're really recycling some old stories tonight. It started at, here's some numbers. Let me finish. 109, and it peaked with 13. 130,000 homes. Okay. So it lasted a couple hours and it end. There were 15,000 people in the dark on Sunday by noon. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
That is.
Yeah, see right there. It says the outage affected roughly 1/3 of PG&E's customers
in the city.
Yeah.
Samson.
Isn't that the power company that they said was responsible for like wildfires?
Yeah. Well, they have all the power for all of San Fran shithole. That's the main power company for that. Isn't that the power company for the whole state?
Yes. They always blame PG&E for these wildfires that they some people blame on Dew weapons from outer space, but Paradise Fire, and it was blamed.
Yeah, 1/3 of the city is 33%. Okay, yeah. That's kind of funny. Okay, that's an easy estimation. The 1/3 is always 33. So, okay. Yeah.
So I don't see any
fakery there other than the numerology, but there's really not much to go on.
What do you think about the numerology with the metals prices today? 444s, and because you know the four, like we all know
with
the
what?
Six,
sorry, the, with what, Jay? The metal what?
Yeah, the metal prices.
What metal?
Because like gold, silver, and gold. There's like these weird like.
Well, silver is in the 60s.
Yeah, you got the six, but that's the beast. You know how we all know that's the beast.
I know, but Jay, four, I'm not too big on the numerology. You know that.
Yeah, I know. It's just
the numerology is all just a distraction for me.
Yeah. It's just weird how, it went up and nobody's really even. I don't know. It's just like you say, all these other fake distractions. Like, we can easily, clearly see that they're fake, like with the shootings and then the other thing, and then they say, "Oh,
well, we can," but not everyone can. Okay, Jay. Any last questions for Phil? Because we're running up against the hour here, and I know people like more than an hour, but. Can only do an hour. Phil is a working man. He's got homes to repair. Any last questions before we wrap it up?
Well, Phil, if you could just keep up on that Gaza thing, you know, because you're right. You know, when if people were to die, they would be all stiff and rigor mortis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we would hear a lot more of it from the people we meet on a daily basis in our own neighborhoods, and we don't. And the people we meet in our neighborhoods do not have a war story from the Middle East. And that's curious because all of them, because that region has been in a nonstop state of war for the past 80 years and nobody has a war story. And so that's very curious. You know, that's mathematically impossible. And so the mathematics don't work. And
Yeah. It's just to push something else. Like you said, the more people coming over here to make an excuse.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Y'all have a good year. Okay.
Jay, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas, Jay. Thanks for all your great calls.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Appreciate it.
We'll get to it again in 2026.
We need to keep going.
Yeah.
We need to keep going stronger than
ever. Oh, we will. We'll keep going. We'll keep going.
This is the year that you're. Even Trump was talking about the narrative. Our narratives, because with the shooting, they're like, I can't believe people say that this didn't happen. He said something like that in one of his latest speeches. Interesting.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Have a good night.
You too.
Hey, this
didn't the year 2025 start out with a PSYOP in New Orleans where they had a truck that went through and killed like a few people in New Orleans, and that was happened on New Year's on 2025.
Sounds right. We'll have to look at the,
everybody forgot. Everyone's forgotten about that channel event. All these events are just so many, and we just forget about they even happened. You know, it's just crazy.
Oh yeah, they're just. Well, I was keeping a spreadsheet back in 2012, and I let it be user crowdsourced so other people can contribute, but it got to be too much. It just was endless. It was.
Yeah,
it was like doing accounting. There were so many.
The sheer numbers of terrorist events
are crazy.
It's mathematically impossible that we don't meet people on a daily basis that know somebody who got killed in one of these things. I mean, we should be as we go out in our daily activities, we should be meeting people who've lost loved ones, and because there's just thousands of them, but yet nobody knows anyone who's died in one of these things. And when you do meet someone who quote unquote knows someone, well, then they'll give you a lame story. They'll give you a copy and paste that they got off the internet. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't know the person. You just copied and pasted that from the internet. And so there are people that are on the comment section and they pretend to know people, but they don't really know people. And I find that very...
Well, they're planted too. I mean, they plant all these stories. It's a very big operation, these PSYOPs. They've got the military behind them, the NGOs, and all the special interest groups that fall in line, that are on the receiving end of some of the money that flows from these events. So it's everyone that gets paid is busy supplying the entertainment part of the PSYOP industrial complex. Now, sorry, guys, that Tim Osmond was supposed to be here, but maybe his connection problems. I don't know. I think he should meet Fake Nukes Phil anyway, so maybe we'll have Phil on.
I think I saw Tim Osmond. Didn't he go to the Trump rally and he was and he had a sign saying that Trump faked his assassination attempt, and the MAGA people were they were friendly with him. I mean, a lot of the MAGA people were saying, "Well, yeah, maybe he did, but it's helping us in the polls, and so we don't really care." And it's like.
Yeah, they can't. They're no smarter than the average Democrat. They don't see through the fakery, do they?
Well, they were, though, I think, a little bit more polite than the average Democrat, because if you went to a Democrat and said that Kamala Harris was faking being an American, well, they would just like throw a temper tantrum on you. But the people at MAGA, they were allowing Tim to talk, and they said, "Okay, yeah, you can talk," and a lot of them deep down knew that Trump probably faked that assassination attempt, but that's why they couldn't argue with Tim about it, so at least they were a little bit more inclined to see the truth.
Yeah, but I think it's better off for them that they believe that it was real, so their hero can get some kind of sympathy.
Yeah, and that's how they get us, is that we betray our logic, our common sense, and we betray truth if it helps us in our political cause. And it's like, that's when you've gone the wrong way, and that's when you know your political cause is not right, is when you're willing to set aside your morals and your common sense and go along with it, even though you know it's not true. So,
all right, Phil. Good show tonight.
Yeah,
thanks. Good update. Well, when you have so much content, I said Phil needs the hour to get it out there, and you got it in front of the IPS audience tonight. Thank you, IPS, for bringing your audience. And we've got quite a few people on our YouTube, RD Live, and on our X.com. All these videos you can get off X. I think X doesn't censor too much, if at all. So if you can't get it off FakoTube or YouTube, you can get it off X for all those people over there. And of course, go to Phil's BitChute channel, Fake Nukes Phil. I'll put a link to it. And his email is phil@fakeologist.com. Do you get any email, by the way, from the Fakeologist crowd?
Yeah, it does come through. I get busy and I sometimes forget to check that account for like 10 days or so. And so sometimes I fall behind, but I'm trying to check that account more often. Well, lately, you know, I've been so busy now, the holiday season, I'm telling you, I've been being run ragged. It's,
okay. That's good.
I guess it is.
That's a good,
it's a little bit more busy than I like to be, but.
Yeah, and you do odd jobs around people's houses, things they don't want to do or can't do?
Yeah, I'm like a rent-a-husband. A lot of my clients are, you know, widows, and they don't, you know, or their husband's too old, can't do anything anymore, so.
Yeah, that's a big business, just people that can't do what they normally could do in the past.
Oh, yeah, then you get word of mouth, like, really quick. As long as you show up and take care of the problem, you know, you get recommended and word of mouth travels really fast. And yeah, then you end up just being really busy. Yeah.
What's the hardest thing you do?
Oh, well, I do like changing out water heaters. I change out faucets.
Don't you need a gas license for the water heater?
No gas license. And I do ceiling fans. Oh. I do a light electrical. I can fix electrical problems. I could fix, I fixed a section of flooring with some tile. I removed the tile and put in new tile. And I do that only a little bit. I don't like to do tile.
Tile's a pain.
It's really dirty work.
It's hard to match.
Yeah,
too.
It's dirty work. And I only do small sections of tile. And, you know, just stuff like that. And I do errands. I calibrate garage door openers. You know, basically, a lot of times I go out there and I watch a YouTube video and I fix something for somebody. And I'll tell them, I say, well, I'm going to have to watch a YouTube video if I'm going to fix that. And so I just watch a YouTube video. And
we started off this call. I'm having issues with water pressure.
Yeah.
And it's that bloody water softener. It's probably disintegrating and releasing its contents into my pipes. And I'm really hoping it didn't release anything through its plastic filters that busted for whatever reason. Cause watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
It looks like one guy in the comments said the guy quoted him $2,500.
Yeah.
And, that's not good. That's way more than the thing cost. I never paid that much for it, but anyway, just fixing it. Yeah. It's too much. So yeah, Phil is available. Phil at fakeologist.com. If you're in the Palm Springs or desert area, I guess, and you might have to raise your rates to keep the riffraff out.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Phil.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for a good year. You've created a lot of content. I like the content. I'm a big fan. I'm not a fan of the drama that gets created around you. And I think that's a total distraction myself. It's not necessary. So when we do our interviews one-on-one, we don't get into that nonsense. So
yeah,
I think it's better
you know,
that way.
I like to stay away from personalities. You know, we try to call it the way we see it. And if somebody doesn't like my personality, they can move on to something else. They don't have to call me names or stuff. They can.
No, it really takes us off topic.
Yeah.
Tremendously. We don't need that. There's only an hour a week to go over the hoaxes. And if we're busy talking about Phil said this and Phil did that, then it's not good.
No.
So,
yeah. I don't deal with personalities. We just lay out what we think, and if people don't like it, they can change the channel. It's a free country. They can move on. They can go to Alex Jones, they can go to Max Egan, you know, and they can get their version of truth there. You know,
yeah, but we have the best truth. I never say we have the truth, uh-huh. but we have some of the best truth, because truth is very selective. It's personal. It's often subjective. But if you want, I think the best and closest to the truth, that's what we have.
That's what I think. I think we're, you know, I don't know if anybody's right on target, but I think we're pretty close to being right on target. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. Don't just we keep looking for the truth, yeah. but no one here says we have the truth, and we don't have to prove every single thing. We just have to say that the official truth, it's not good. Yeah. It's low quality. It's full of holes.
Yeah.
We are gonna try and fill those holes with what we think is right, but overall,
we point out the weakness of their case. When the mainstream media gives us a case, we point out the weaknesses, and we're not saying they're wrong. We're just saying this case is really weak. And
yeah, do you want the blue fill or the red fill?
Yeah.
The red one was the truth one, right?
Yes, the red one was the truth one. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The blue is to go back and just being how you were. Yeah, the blue pill.
So you want the blue fill or the red fill? Who put that in the
rain
comments?
Rainbows.
Rainbows, heaven. Spelled heaven wrong, but hey.
I think they did
who
that
needs to spell right? Oh, yeah, that's right. I think they did that. Okay. Well, Phil, have a merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a happy new year.
Happy new year. And I think we're going to return in January, the first week of January. So
oh, okay.
Take a week off. Yeah, I think unless something comes up. If we have to do an emergency show, I know you'll be ready for
it. Yeah, let's keep in touch. Yeah, we could do something in between Christmas and New Year's. That's fine. Yeah, if something comes up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie's making fun of Jim. That's kind of funny. All right. Have a good one. Tomorrow Lynn will be on. So if you want to say hi to Lynn, you're always welcome, but I know that's with your father. Yeah.
Dinner with Dad.
So have a great Christmas and New Year's. And we'll be back one more time this year with Lynn. Lynn's in the audience. Hello. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll bring it to you. Take care, everybody.
See ya.
All right, over and out.